بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، ما بعد. باب التفكير في عظيم مخلوقات الله تعالى وفناء الدنيا وأهوال الآخرة وسائر أمور ما وتفسير النفس وتهذيبها وحملها على الاستقامة. Continuing with the chapter on pondering, reflecting, contemplating the aspects which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah encourages us to contemplate over. As we mentioned, one is the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the vastness, the grandeur of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the temporary nature of this world. Another very, very important aspect, which we find a great deal of the Quran is devoted to, many, many of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is with regards to the terrors of the day of Qiyamah. One is to ponder and reflect and to train ourselves, conscientize ourselves to the reality of akhirat. That is, the life of this world is temporary, and there is what we call jaza and saza. That is, there is recompense, there is a day when we of reckoning, a day when we will have to answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that this, what we call zehn sazi, conditioning of the minds and the heart, to bring this total, complete conviction that akhirat, the hereafter, is more important than this world. And there is a day when we will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will have to prepare for. We accept and we realize the realities of life, that there are things that we have to prepare for in this world. There are goals, there are ideals, there are objectives. Some people set out plans for the next 10 years, next 15 years, next 20 years. But we find to a large extent that is devoted to our worldly needs and necessities and worldly goals and aspirations. The reality of this life is we don't even know whether we will live till the next day. But we are planning so far ahead. There is another day that is going to come. Allah Ta'ala uses the word, the Arabic word for day, is Yom. This is Yomul Akhir. This is the last day. Ulama explain why they say last day. Because after this day, there is no other day that is going to come. After this day, it is either Jannat or Jahannam. Now that day, this reality to understand and accept and to become conscious, Yom, there is a day that is coming. We find that this word or this day is referred to by so many names in so many different ways. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about this day, that Yomul Fasl, Yomul Deen, Yomul Jaza, Yomul Qari'ah, Yomul Haqqa, Yomul Ghashiya, Yomul Saqqa, Yomul Tammatul Kubra, Yomul Wail, Yomul Khusran, Yomul Fawzan, Yomul Taghabun, Yomul Sidq, Yomul Najat, Yomul Halak, Yomul Bawar, Yomul Jannah, Yomul Nar, Yoma Yajma'u Allahur Rusul, Yoma La Tamliku Nafsun Li Nafsin Shay'a, يوم يأتي لا تكلم نفس إلا بإذني يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأنذرهم يوم الآزفة وأنذرهم يوم الحسرة مالك يوم الدين إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا ذلك يوم مشهود يوم Quran is telling us over and over and over again different names Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to this day. Different modes of expression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us there is a day that is coming. Such is the alam of khawf on this day. The sahabi describes it like this. He says, if one person has the a'mal, collective actions of 70 anbiya alayhim salam. One person has the collective a'mal of 70 anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. The alam of khawf and fear of this day is such that even that person will fear that he is going to be thrown into Jahannam. Such a day. Luqman alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala reproduces the conversation in the Quran where he addresses his son, that Ya Bunayya, that O my beloved son, innaha in taku mithqala habbatin min khardal fatakun fi sakhra aw fi samawat aw fil ard ya'ti biha Allah. That, oh my son, that action which you will do in this world, whether good or evil, that action which you will do, it may be so insignificant in your eyes. It may be smaller than a grain of mustard seed, hidden underneath a boulder, somewhere in the heavens, somewhere in the earth. Look at this analogy. Smaller than a grain of mustard seed, hidden underneath the a boulder, somewhere in the heavens, somewhere in the earth. Ya'ti biha Allah. Oh my son, a day is coming when even this action Allah will bring in front of you. Now to be conscious of that, to ponder over that, to reflect over that. Sahaba ikram, many, many incidents. A sahabi in a hot day, Yomur Ramda, boiling hot day, he takes his kurta off. He starts lying on the burning sand of the desert. And he remonstrates with himself. Dhuqi ya nafs, naru jahannama ashaddu harra. Jifatum bil layl, batalatum min nahar. That, oh nafs, taste now. Feel this heat. Taste this. The fire of hell is hotter than this. You sleep like a corpse at night. That is, you don't make the Hajjud Salah. You don't exert yourself in ibadat at night. Or worse, person gets involved in Allah's disobedience at night. You waste away the day. Don't you realize this day is coming? Akhirat is a reality. Jannat is a reality. Jahannam is a reality. One youngster crying at night in Tahajjud Salah, repeating the verse of the Quran over and over and over again. The next morning, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at Fajr, what does he say to this youngster? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لَقَدْ أَبْكَيْتَ أَعْيُنَ مَلَئِمْ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ كَثِيرٌ. Your crying of the night caused the malaika of Allah to cry also. Imam, it is mentioned among Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. This one verse of the Quran, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. That Allah Ta'ala on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, will say, let the sinners go on one side. Let the sinners go on one side. In this world, there's no distinction. The sharabi, kababi, person who eats up everybody's haq, and the person who goes through difficulty, but does not harm a single person, keeps his life on shariat. In this world, the world looks at them with one eye. On that day, there won't be such a thing. وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Sinners will be separated. Those who disobeyed Allah will be separated. They will be shackled. Chains will be put around them. The malaika of Allah will catch them. It will be a prison for them. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, one verse of the Quran, it is said an entire night he cried. He could not sleep, crying on the musalla, repeating this one verse over and over and over again. This is what is meant, tafkir, to ponder, to reflect, to conscientize ourselves, to make us aware that that day is coming. That day is coming, how much have I prepared for it? Like I said, worldly goals, worldly objectives, worldly ideals, we are preparing for, we are conscious of them. But this life, what is this life? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna amara ummati ma bayna 60 ila 70." He said, the average age of my ummah will be between 60 and 70 years. If you do a simple mathematical calculation, this life 60 or 70 years, that also no guarantee. 60 or 70 years, no guarantee. A day is coming, and Quran tells us this, what Allah describes the length of this day, and this is haq. This is the truth. We have to be conscious of it. Allah Ta'ala says, a day miqdaruhu khamsina alfa sana. A day is coming. The length of this one day will be 50,000 years. 50,000 years, the first day of Akhirat, the day of Qiyamah. Somebody did a mathematical calculation. Correct or incorrect, I don't know. They say if you compare this life, 60 or 70 years, with that day, it is 2.5 minutes. For this 2.5 minutes, for the short life, we are doing so much. How much have we prepared for that day? So this tafkir, to ponder, to reflect. Sahaba-i-kiram, they made so much muzakara of Akhirat. It became such a reality to them that Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لو كشف الغطاء مزددت إيمانا, that if the veil between us and Akhirat had to be removed, our iman would not increase. Our iman would not increase. They were so conscious about Akhirat. Many, many incidents we see in the lives of Sahaba ikram. They would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, concerned about what? Like a famous incident, Sahabi comes, he says that, Ya Rasulullah, they form a delegation and they come to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the rich people are going ahead of us. They were not worried about disparity and worldly classes and position. They said the rich people are going ahead of us. Why? Because they are doing more amal than us. Their akhirat is going to be greater. Their jannat is going to be greater. يَتَصَدَّقُونَ. They are giving sadaqah. They are freeing slaves. They are going for hajj and umrah. What must we do? Allah's Rasul asked them to console them. He said, I'll show you something that is greater than the combined wealth of the entire world. What is that? After salah, recite subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. The reward of this will fill the entire world. But what does this incident tell us? It tells us about the minds of Sahaba Ikram, their thinking, their consciousness, their awareness about Akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala.